And now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Roxanne Roberts and Luke Burbank each has 3 points. Paula Poundstone has two.
All right. Paula, you are in third place, so the clock will start when I begin your first question. You go first. Fill in the blank. To help balance the budget, President Obama announced plans for a blank for federal workers.
For a price wage freeze?
Yeah, wage freeze. On Thursday, China criticized military maneuvers by the U.S. and Japan as an obstacle to easing tensions between North and South blank.
Korea.
Right. Over Republican objections, the House voted Thursday to extend Bush-era blanks for middle-income families.
Tax cuts.
Right. A dispute between Comcast and Netflix may cause the FCC to change laws governing the blank.
The pay-for-movie stuff.
The governing the Internet. Buffalo Bills wide receiver Stevie Johnson, who dropped a game-winning touchdown pass on Sunday, went on Twitter later to blame blank.
Greasy palms.
No, he blamed God. Hundreds of motorists were stranded on a western New York highway for hours after a huge blank.
Snowstorm.
Right. For the first time since switching teams, LeBron James played against his old team in blank.
In Cleveland.
Right. A California man is in trouble after he got drunk on a cruise ship traveling full speed ahead and blanked.
Dropped the anchor.
Yes, he did. Rich Ellert was drunk, so he didn't notice or care that the ship was going really fast when he decided to show off his anchor-dropping expertise. Captain was not amused, and not only does Ellert face charges, Isaac, the bartender, has cut him off for the rest of the trip. Carl, how did Paula do?
Paula had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 14 points, and Paula has the lead.
All right. We have flipped a coin, and Roxanne has elected to go last. So, Luke, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, the Obama administration said that it would maintain a ban on blanking in the eastern Gulf of Mexico.
Oil drilling.
Right. Rumors circulated this week that the target of the next WikiLeaks dump would be blank.
Bank of America.
Right. On Thursday, the House of Representatives voted to censure 20-term New York Representative blank.
Charlie Rangel.
Right. On Thursday, FIFA announced that Russia and Qatar would host the 2018 and 2022 blank.
World Cups.
Right. The 92nd Street Y in New York City offered an apology and a refund to people who paid to see an interview with Steve Martin because blank.
It went so horribly.
Yes, it was really, really dull. A French electrician revealed this week that he has 271 previously unknown works by the artist blank.
Picasso.
Right. Irish author Rowan Somerville's book, The Shape of Her, was given the dubious honor of winning this year's blank award.
Worst writing about sex.
Indeed, the secret ingredient in a new FDA-approved organic herbal tea promoting weight loss turned out to be blank.
Cocaine.
Exactly right.
Woo!
A woman in Delaware got in trouble when she failed a drug test after drinking Delice Coca tea. When a doctor tested it, he discovered, quote, it's cocaine, not a breakdown product of cocaine, but cocaine. The woman said she should have known something was up because instead of having a price tag, the tea had a street value. Carl, how did Luke do in our quiz? Pretty well, it seemed.
He had a perfect game, Peter.
There
8 correct
go.
Answers
well
for
done.
16 more points. Luke now has 19
that
points
was
the lead.
Impressive. How many, then, does Roxanne need to get right to win?
She needs at least 8 correct answers to tie.
You can do this.
Totally.
You can do this.
I knew all of his.
You picked one to go third. All right, here we go.
I know.
Is for the game, Roxanne. Fill the blank. This week, the White House pushed Congress to extend expiring blank benefits.
Unemployment.
Yes. On Tuesday night, the Senate voted to increase the power of the FDA in a landmark blank safety bill.
Drug.
No, food. Because they pose a strangulation risk, home improvement store Lowe's issued a recall of 11 million blanks.
Blinds.
Right. Best known for his roles in Airplane and Police Squad, actor blank died at age 84.
Leslie Nielsen.
Right. And Minnesota's recount of challenged ballots in its governor's race this week included a ballot in which the voter wrote in blank.
No one.
No, he wrote in, who farted? With 10 nominations, rapper Eminem led the pack in this year's blank.
Grammys.
Right. Shockingly, Willie Nelson was arrested last week after police found blank on his tour bus.
Could it have been marijuana?
Oh, the horror. The co-pilot of an Air India flight inadvertently sent the plane into a nosedive when he tried to blank.
Google Justin Bieber.
No, when he tried to adjust his seat. Just wanted a little more leg room, but when he adjusted his seat, the co-pilot knocked the control column, instantly plunging the plane 2,000 meters straight down. He immediately began emergency freakout procedures, completely forgetting how to stop the nosedive, answer the call button, or even let the pilot back in the cockpit. The pilot, who was in the bathroom at the time, eventually got back in, took control of the plane. Carl, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
She needed at least 8 to tie. She had just 5 correct answers. So with 19 points, Luke Burbank is
well done, Luke.
Here it is.
Masterfully done. Congratulations, Luke.
Thank you.